Nudged presents Young Bond, Red Nemesis, by Steve Cole. Narrated by Nathaniel Parker. Prologue. Impacts. The motor car careered out of the wintry night and mounted the pavement, heading straight for the doors of a crumbling warehouse overlooking the Thames. For Anya Kalashnikova, her long nails snapping as she gripped the leather rear seat, time seemed to slow. The spilled glare of the rusting London street lamp was like a spotlight through the window, the engine's roar swelling like a crowd's applause. Just 40 minutes ago, Anya had been playing Giselle on stage with the youth troupe of the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. How the other girls envied her dancing such a difficult part, and at only 13 years of age.
"Your grace is outstanding, your musicality flawless,"
Madame Radek had said proudly back in Paris.
"One day you shall be prima ballerina for the finest companies and dance all across the world. Prima ballerina assoluta."
The warehouse doors exploded as the streamline powered through them into darkness. Anya was thrown sideways against hard, cold leather. "Papa!" she shrieked. There was no reply. Her father was hunched silently over the wheel like an old woman spinning thread. He'd looked pale upon leaving the theatre, sweating, almost feverish. She knew he worked so hard, such long hours, and yet he'd insisted on waiting behind and driving her home.
"Things will be very different next year," he'd assured her. "In 1933, life will change for us."
It was good to hear Papa sound so positive. They'd moved to London for the sake of Anya's ballet career, and although he'd soon found work at an architectural firm, he didn't seem to enjoy it. Papa had grown thin and forlorn, a winter branch whose leaves had dropped. Oh, he put on a good front for his bosses. She'd seen that for herself. But his unhappiness at home had grown and grown. Sometimes Anya felt guilty. He insisted on driving her everywhere himself, but tonight he'd seemed so distracted. He'd taken so many wrong turns, and now... Darkness swallowed the streamline as it ploughed inside the warehouse, a single glowing headlight, the only dim resistance. With a lurch, the car lifted into the air as it mounted some unseen obstacle. It hit the ground, and the cocktail cabinet inside the rear passenger door crashed open. Bottles, glasses, and decanters flew out, and something heavy struck Anya's temple. She screamed, a discordant counterpoint to the screeching brakes as the car spun in a wide, protesting arc. A cobwebbed concrete pillar loomed suddenly from tangled shadows. Anya screwed up her eyes, and then the side-on collision punched all sense from her world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?